The thrilling tale of Zorbo's revenge continues tonight as Dr. Zorbo makes his way to the ocean world of Mol, accompanied by his new ally, General Confusion. Here, in the floating wave city, Dr. Zorbo seeks the recently invented Phlogiston Drive, an engine of terrible power that is perfectly suited to serve his fearsome star mangler. We join the action as Dr. Zorbo and General Confusion stalk the salt-sprayed streets of nighttime Wave City, approaching the warehouse where the Phlogiston Drive is stored.
Quietly now, General. Dr. Zorbo fears no man. However, we must take the drive under cover of darkness. This engine is a formidable source of power. With at the heart of my Star Mangler, no authority in the galaxy will be able to stop me in my quest to destroy Captain Cosmos. At last we're here. We shall use the repulsor bells to lift ourselves unseen. To the roof, Confusion!
This warehouse door is no match for the metallic might of General Confusion! A bold entrance, exactly as planned.
Your fearsomeness is matched only by your foolishness, General. Let us act with haste before your blundering attracts unwanted attention.
Inside the darkened space of the warehouse, Dr. Zorbo seeks out the crate where the Phlogiston Drive is stored, only to find that someone else has gotten there first.
Get a move on, boys! That high-tech whatchamacallit is gonna make me the richest octopus this side of the galactic center!
Boss, I don't know how we're gonna get this thing out of here. Ain't none of us strong enough to lift.
Use some of those anti-grav dollies over there, you morons! Any other you sea cucumbers got any dumb questions? I got 8 arms and a saw for every one of them, so think real careful-like before you ask. I crawled out of the sea and built a criminal empire the likes of which this planet has never seen. And I still gotta put up with these palookas?
Dr. Zorbo, that squid is stealing the engine we came to steal! Are we stealing from them or are they stealing from us?
What's that? Somebody call me a squid?
I cannot imagine why I brought you on a stealth mission, General.
Agreed, Dr. Zorbo! A job like this requires daring and a full frontal assault, exactly as we discussed!
Whoever you are back there, you better get ready to sleep with the fishes! I got a whole chopper squad here to fill you full of holes! Get 'em, boys!
Dr. Zorbo and General Confusion hide behind a wall of crates as the astroploid mobster's weapons rain screaming energy blasts in their direction.
Pinned down by the hapless minions of a backwater gangster. This insult shall not go unavenged. These hooligans will flee without their leader.
Cut off the head of the snake,
and the body will die.
Snake, where?
It was a metaphor, you simpleton.
Swiftly now, General. Use your optical beam disintegrator and destroy this mobster mollusk.
Nothing could be simpler for the steely warlord of Spibula!
General Confusion's optical disintegrator lances skyward in a brilliant blast of energy. A girder from the structure above crashes to the ground, landing upon the advancing gunman.
That's exactly the opposite of what I meant, buffoon! However, I cannot fault the results.
So now, to face this 8-legged strong armor!
Dr. Zorbo and General Confusion emerge from their hiding place, squaring off against the furious Octosaw.
So, you're the creeps trying to muscle in on my legitimate theft. A tin man and a bubble-brained clown. Well, that might be a fancy weapon you got, but I ain't met a goon yet who can face down the furious blades of Octosaw. I'm gonna cut you both down to chum!
Circle behind him, Confusion. He may have 8 arms, but he can't look in 2 directions at the same time.
A cunning plan, Doctor!
No, you idiot! That's the exit! Go forget it!
Octosaw, is it? Look, if profit is your goal, perhaps I have an offer that would interest you.
Yeah, it'd have to be pretty good. This here flogey Watson is worth a lot of credits. Why shouldn't I just kill you and take it?
Well then, I shall tell you. Imagine the money you could make with the power of the most fearsome evil minds in the galaxy at your side. The breadth of your criminal empire when, with my help, you spread it well beyond this soggy den of misery. Imagine what you could get away with in a galaxy without that do-gooder, Captain Cosmos. I am the once and future Emperor of the Universe, Dr. Zorbo. Give me the Flungston Drive, and join me in my quest to reclaim my throne, and I shall bring you power and wealth, undreamt of in your little octo-fantasies.
Emperor, eh? Sounds like a lot of dough in that racket.
Oh, yes. Fathomless riches. All yours, too, if you help me.
All right, Zorbo, you got yourself a deal. I need a vacation anyway. But you even think of cutting me out of the payoff and...
Perish the thought.
And so, the evil Dr. Zorbo enlisted the help of the Mollusk Mob boss of Mol, gaining yet another villainous ally in his quest to defeat Captain Cosmos once and for all. The Star Mangler moves ever closer to completion as Dr. Zorbo installs its new Phlogiston Drive. With the tentacle terror of Octosaur at his side and General Confusion's confusion corrected, what malevolent master of mayhem will Dr. Zorbo seek out next?